This is Right from the Deep.
I'm Karen Ball.
And I'm Erin Taylor Young. And this is the podcast from writers for writers, answering the question,
why am I doing this?
As writers, editors,
and a former literary agent,
we're in the deep with you.
Bringing interviews, inspiration, and information to encourage, refresh, and equip you to embrace the deep, to find your truest story, your truest message in the deep places.
You can get the episode show notes, lots more information and encouragement, and your free audio download, 5 Crucial Ways to Safeguard Your Writer's Heart, at writefromthedeep.com.
So, hey, here's what's been happening lately.
What's been happening? You know, Karen, I know what's been happening with you lately. But maybe some people don't. You went to a brainstorming retreat that you go to every year.
Indeed. There's a group of about 11 of us who are mostly published novelists. Some of us aren't published yet. We range anywhere from published novelists like Tamara Alexander and Francine Rivers and, you know, just a great group of people. Brandlyn Collins, we go to her home in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Pretty.
And we brainstorm each other's books. It is the most fun, guys. If you have other writers that you know, you should think about doing something like this. We go from Thursday through Monday morning. And we have like hour slots where we can just share information and we brainstorm each other's groups and then we pray together and then we play together. And it's a wonderful time. They've been having the retreat for, I think this was the 16th year. I've been involved in it for 13 years and I would never miss it because it has such an impact on me from the standpoint of fellowship and from the prayer and from the great ideas that we share with each other.
Very cool.
Do it if you have friends you can do this with.
Yes. What else is happening? We have started a Patreon campaign. Some of you guys know, and we are so encouraged by you who have been helping to support the show. Thank you so much. And if you want to find out more, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/writefromthedeep.
Amen. And our thank you to our Patreon sponsor of the month is to Bobby Updegraff, who is a passionate supporter of missions. She's been going to a children's home in Honduras for 20 years. Mm. And about 10 years ago, this lady started a university scholarship and vocational school scholarship fund so Hondurans can get educated and get back in and change their own country.
Love it.
Where when Bobby lives the deep, it's with God and mission. And you can find out more about her work and support her if God leads you to do so at friendsofrenancer.com. That's friendsofrenancer.com. Thanks, Bobby.
Yes, thank you. And now another place you can find us is Spotify. Yay, we're super excited about that.
Yay. So we have another conference coming up. Erin and I just spoke at the SoCal Christian Writers Conference down in the LA area, September 27th through 29th. We are going to the other side of the country to the Maranatha Christian Writers Conference in Norton Shores,
Yay.
Michigan. You can find more information on that at www.maranathachristianwriters.com. And it's going to be held at the Maranatha Bible and Missionary Conference on the shores of Lake Michigan. So come see us, come join us, and come learn.
Yes.
Oh, hey, I know what's been going on with you. I know that you, Miss Erin Taylor Young, have been involved in the sale of your amazing publishing entity called Serenade.
Yes, that's right. Serenade Books, of which I am a co-founder, co-managing editor. We are being sold, and we're so excited. I'm so excited to see a new person at the reins of this, and it is Misty Beller, Misty M. Beller, Inc., actually. She will be purchasing this, and she's going to be rebranding as well, and that's exciting, too. So Serenade Books is going to become Wild Heart Books.
I love that title.
Yes, and you guys can find out more about that at wildheartbooks.org because I have news she will be acquiring.
Yay!
And it'll be historical romance, so there you go.
Terrific. Okay, guys, here's the show.
Welcome, writers, to the deep. We are very glad that you are joining us on this journey. And we love your participation. Today's topic is actually suggested to us by someone who participated in our reader survey. If you have not, do so, because then we can do podcasts that we know will be useful for you guys. So here's the thing. For writers who regularly top bestseller lists, they're probably pretty confident that their books are making their way into the hands of readers and impacting readers' lives. But for others of us, you know, maybe we struggle just a little in the midst of that long, hard task of writing a book, and we wonder, is anyone even ever going to read this? Or what difference will it make if I write this?
Well, we've talked so many times about why we do what we do when God has given us this task. And you all know, you know, in the core of who you are, that the difference it makes first and foremost is that you're being obedient. You're being obedient to what God has asked you to do with Him, to sharing in that creative process and sharing your stories. But there's a really cool thing that takes place when we write with God, and that's that He infuses our words and our stories with messages and power and reach that we can't even imagine. Now, I'm not talking about sales, guys. I'm talking about who's going to read the messages that God has planted within the words that we've written. And we have no idea who that will be. We have no idea who it is that God wants us to write this for, but He does. And He knows how to get it to them. He's the one who controls how our writing reaches, that controls who our writing reaches, and how it impacts them, which is why this wonderful thing happens so often where people will come to us after they've read our books, and they may be the people who are copy editors, they may be editors, they may be, you know, if it gets published, when it gets published, it'll be some of your readers, and they'll say, I love how you worked this thread in, and you're like, I did? Where did I work that in? So you can never tell. My grandpa and my dad and my mom all wrote notes in their Bibles, commentaries, in essence, about what they thought when they read those scriptures. After each of them passed, I gathered up all their Bibles, and I discovered their notes. And I can't tell you what it meant to me to read in my grandpa's hand, in my grandma's hand, in mom and dad's writing, to read their notes and their thoughts about the scriptures. God knows who needs to read what you have put on the page, and He will get it to them.
You know, I had a friend whose mom had passed away, and one day when my friend was going through some really, really difficult trials, she just happened across a note that her mom had written her many years earlier. It was just one of those random happenstances, you know, but you know God did this, you know, and she got this note and she read it, and it was just what she needed to hear. It was like her mom, you know, speaking to her from the past, right into her present situation, something relevant right then and there, something that was very hopeful and brought a lot of comfort for the situation. And this is what God does. You know, it's not like her mom knew that that was going to happen, that those words were going to speak so profoundly in that situation. That's what God does with these snatches of writing when we're faithful to write something, whatever He asks us to write, be it a note, be it a book, whatever it is, God uses these things.
So we asked some writers out there to share stories of how their writing reached unexpected places, unexpected people. And here's some of their responses.
One of my favorite responses came from Linda Goodnight. Now, she's a really prolific writer, and she is the sweetest gal you will ever meet. And we're going to have links in the show notes to the authors that we talk about here or their books, just so you guys can find them. So this is a quote from Linda. She said, I've received stories from people in prison clinging to Christian books as they try to believe in a better future. Now, that's really an unexpected place. And I think about how we should be going to these places and ministering. This is a way that she can go and minister to somebody in prison without going there herself, but her words go there. Linda also said this. She said, one lady, a Facebook fan, even came to a concert where I would be, having memorized sections of The Memory House. That's one of Linda's books, The Memory House, that helped lift her from despair after her son died. She quoted some of those passages to me, and we cried together for our mutual losses. Because Linda is no stranger to losses. And this book is really very powerful and very emotional. And I could so see what this woman had been going through and dealing with. This particular book deals with a woman whose child is kidnapped. And so here they are connecting together at this place, a random place, and ministering to each other and crying with each other.
Linda also told us about a gentleman who wrote to tell her how much he and his wife both enjoyed her books, that they considered them wholesome, Jesus-centered romances, and how they even found comfort and encouragement in the storylines, often reading them more than once. And then he shared a little about himself and about his wife, about their courtship, their long-term love. And she said she couldn't remember all the details, but finally he went on to say that his wife, at the point that he was talking to Linda, was now bedridden in a nursing home, and she could no longer read for herself, which was something she so loved to do. So every evening, this devoted husband sat at his wife's bedside and read to her from Linda's novels. And Linda said about that, to this day, I'm humbled and moved by their story, that the Holy Spirit could use my words to uplift this precious couple during what must have been such a difficult time. You know, we write these books and we have no clue how they're going to impact people. And there are times that we even wonder if we're writing things that just don't have any real serious or supernatural or eternal impact to them. You all know Robin Jones Gunn, and she writes wonderful romances. And she told me once that she really struggled with feeling like, you know, she wasn't writing something that was heavy and spiritual. And yet a neighbor who had never spoken to her contacted her and told Robin that she had been dealing with a cancer diagnosis, and she had just gotten one of Robin's books, and she got the cancer diagnosis. And she said she didn't know why, but she took that book and she went in and she got in the bathtub, and she just was in the bathtub weeping. But then she picked up Robin's book and started reading it, and it transported her away from this horrific news and the horrific idea of what she was going to be facing. And she said, for that time that I was there and I was reading your book, I escaped what was happening. And that's what she needed to do. She needed to be able to get away from that for time to regain perspective. So you never know how what you write is going to help someone.
I had another story from Christy Johnson. She's the author of a book called Love Junkies. It's a nonfiction book, Love Junkies, Seven Steps for Breaking the Toxic Relationship Cycle. And so from responses to her book, she realized that there was a need for coaching groups to help women go through these, you know, seven steps. And so one of the women who joined her group recently, a coaching group recently, found her because she was doing a Google search for music by Christy Knuckles.
What?
So it's like the author's name is Christy Johnson. This woman was Googling Christy Knuckles, and somehow Christy Johnson's name comes up, and the woman clicks on her website, gets her book, joins the group.
Amazing.
I know, how crazy is that? But here's the thing, Christy has been faithful in developing her website, and she's been faithful to make sure that she can be easily found. But God is the one that made that match. So think about that, you guys. Where are you at now? Don't neglect the power of the internet. You know, you might have a blog. You might be doing things on social media. That covers the whole world. Random people that God points your way can find you.
The wonderful thing is, if God wants someone to find your work, if God wants that person to read it, it will happen. There's no way to stop it, because that's God's path for them. And so what you write, in being obedient to write the things that you do, you are taking part in the journey that God has for those people that you don't even know exist. I mean, that's the beauty of what we do as writers. Folks, your words matter. Defending truth matters. Encouraging others matters. Writing wholesome books that help people to escape tough times. It all matters. Please take the time. Do what God is asking you to do. You never know who will find them. You know, I wrote one of my best-selling novels was called The Breaking Point, and it was actually based on Don's and my relationship. All the journal entries in that book were taken straight out of my journal. My husband and I have had a very difficult relationship. I came from Leave It to Beaver in my childhood. It really was just an amazing childhood. He came from Nightmare on Elm Street because his father was an alcoholic and just off the scale abusive. And so you bring two people together with those kind of differences of upbringing and understandings of what relationship and marriage are, even with the foundation of us both believing in Christ. It was a very difficult relationship. And so after we'd been through years and years of counseling, I finally wrote a book that was an adventure, like a couple and their Siberian husky go off the side of a mountain in a blizzard. And it talks about how they learn to trust each other. And I'm telling this fun adventure story, but with these truths tucked in there about what marriage is really about. And I received a reader letter after that book came out. And it was a young woman living in Alaska, which is a pretty remote area. Yeah. But she had found my book and she had read it. And she wrote me saying that she had been just about to accept a proposal from a man that she didn't love because she was so sure no one else would ever propose to her, that this would be her only chance for marriage and what she was thinking would be happiness. But after reading The Breaking Point and just seeing everything that the characters went through and reading the journal entries, she said God reached in and touched her heart and whispered to her aching heart to wait for his best. Wow. Not to settle, but to wait for his best. And she finished that letter by telling me she didn't know if God's best meant that she would ever get married, but she was okay with that because what mattered to her was waiting on God rather than doing what she'd been doing, which was trying to make a marriage happen. I mean, if nobody else ever read that book, that one person who was able to step away from taking a step that could have just taken her into a very difficult and even destructive place. I'm so grateful that God does that, that he takes our books so far beyond what we can imagine.
This is the body of Christ at its best. You know, this is us ministering to each other and interconnecting and weaving our stories into other people's lives. God is doing this tapestry where we all influence and affect each other in ways for good, in ways that glorify God as we are his body. I got another story from an author, Vicki McDonough, and it was about how a reader emailed her after finding one of her books. It's called A Wealth Beyond Riches in a Thrift Store. First, I love how fitting that title is, A Wealth Beyond Riches, and it's in the thrift store, you know. And so this reader found the book and felt led to buy it. And she told Vicki in the email that she and her husband had lost a baby and had really struggled in their marriage because of that. And yeah, I mean, who wouldn't, you know? Yeah. And they were, this couple, they were very close to ending their marriage. But reading Vicki's book so encouraged and inspired this reader that she started going to church again. And ultimately, she worked things out between her and her husband. They worked it out. Mm-hmm. And Vicki and the reader have corresponded a few times over the years. And in the last email that Vicki got, the reader told her that she didn't think she'd be alive if she hadn't come across Vicki's book. And now I know Vicki and her writing, and she's a great writer. But folks, that's God using faithful servants, yes, but doing what only God can do.
Another writer, Sharon Srock, shared with us that she had an advanced reader who wrote a private note to her after she read her book, Pam, which was a story about a woman struggling to forgive her ex-husband for the abuse and adultery that ended their marriage. And so Sharon said that she told her that she'd been really touched by the book and that she herself had been in an abusive relationship before she met her husband. And she thought she was all over that relationship. But as she was reading Sharon's book, so many things came up. It was this love-hate thing. She wanted to read the book because the story was so great, but she didn't want to keep reading because it was bringing up so many memories. And she put husband number two through a lot when she first started dating him, because early in the marriage, there were still triggers. And I can tell you, as someone who has dealt with emotional abuse in my marriage, that you may think that you're done, but these unexpected things will suddenly just bring it all up again, and you're right back where you thought you were done with it. And so the reason that the gal wrote to Sharon, she said, was because she thought she had forgiven the other guy, the abusive guy, because she had such a great husband and terrific children. But God showed her through Sharon's book that while she had dismissed this abuser, she'd never really forgiven him. And so she then went to God, asked for forgiveness for being unforgiving, and then told God that she forgave the man who had abused her. She was able to pray with a clean heart for his parents who were also abusive, his sisters, his potential wife down the road, his possible children. Prayers just poured out of her for this man. Folks, when a book can move you from unforgiveness to forgiveness, when a book can set you free without you even being aware that you're writing and doing that, you can know that's God. So while she was grateful to Sharon and to her novel for bringing this into her life to set her free, you know that was God taking Sharon's word so far beyond anything she could have imagined.
It's so interesting how that person was just, you know, doing an advanced reader review kind of thing. And I have had an experience where somebody was not even an intended reader. They weren't even my target audience. They can find your book still. I got an email from a woman who said that she bought my book, Surviving Henry, for her daughter who loves dogs. And so I know, right? So she bought this for a Christmas present, but before she could give it to her, her daughter unexpectedly passed away. And I can't even imagine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that deep place. I can't imagine that. But in her email, she told me that she hung on to the book for a year. She wanted to read it in honor of her daughter and her daughter's love for dogs, but she could not do it. And finally, after that year, she was able to read it. And she went on to tell me how much that she enjoyed the book and how much she laughed and how healing that laughter was for her in her grief. And she thanked me for writing the book and for that healing laughter. You know, I never could have anticipated that God would use Henry's story to do that, or the humor in that story to heal something that was such a profound loss. What the deal is, you guys, we're authentically us on the page, writing the book of our heart or the words of our heart the way that God has created us to do it. And for me, that was through humor. But you guys all out there have your own voice and your own giftedness for how you're going to tell a story, your own perspective, your own message that God has given you. So be you and be faithful.
So thanks so much to the person who listens to our podcast and who filled out that form and asked us to do a podcast on how what we write goes beyond anything that we expect. As we did our research for this, as we talked with people, it was so exciting and encouraging to us to remember God has his purposes. God knows you. He knows you in ways that nobody else does. He knows your story. He knows how that story can reach out and touch someone and help them when they don't even know that they need it. Be faithful in the task that he's given you to write. Never ask yourself, who will read this? Never worry about whether or not your work will have an impact, because friends, when you enter into a task that God has given you, when you follow in obedience to do what he's called you to, when you open your heart and your story and your craft to him and let him come in and infuse it with his truth and his peace and his love, it will impact lives and in ways you never expect.
Amen.
Amen. Hey guys, thanks for joining us today. We hope you found it helpful.
And if you know someone else who needs this podcast, please share it.
You can find backlist episodes and lots more resources at our website, writefromthedeep.com.
Yep, we'd love to connect with you guys there.
So, until next time,
embrace the deep.
Your writing and your life will never be the same.
Amen.
Amen.